Burdened by troubles in life and love, a mother of three grown children searches for hope and healing on an impromptu trip to Montana. At 41, Juanita Lewis is running away from home, courtesy of a one-way ticket to a place that seems about as far away from the violence and poverty of Columbus, Ohio, as the moon. In the new Netflix film, Juanita, premiering on March 8th, the movie stars Alfre Woodard, Blair Underwood, Adam Beach, Marcus Henderson, and LaTanya Richardson, and is based on the novel Dancing on the Edge of the Roof, written by my guest, author Sheila Williams of Newport, Kentucky. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. Sheila Williams, what a pleasure to meet you.
It's lovely to meet you as well.
Thank you for coming in. Congratulations on the Netflix movie.
Thank you.
This has been a fairly long process, hasn't it? Can you sort of talk us through how a book turns into a movie?
It started in 2002 when Dancing was first published. The book was optioned for film at that time, but I was told not to get my hopes up, so I tried to keep control of them. Over the past few years, the book was optioned. At some point in time, the option lapsed, and I got a phone call from Alfre Woodard indicating that she was going to pick up the option because she wanted to begin developing her own projects. And so Dancing became part of that for her, and it just went from there.
Any idea how she stumbled across it?
One of the early production teams that had optioned the piece had her in mind for the lead, and that gave her an opportunity to read the material and become familiar with the character. And in our conversation, she told me she liked Juanita, she liked the concept and the landscape and the change in life. All of those things were appealing to her.
Did you have any input in the casting?
I did not, but I am very pleased with the cast that they chose, yes.
She absolutely embodies the character, doesn't she?
She does. She's perfect.
She's funny.
Yes.
And she's smart.
And warm and
human.
Genuine. Yes.
Yeah, really human.
Absolutely.
Are you very much like Juanita?
No, I don't think so. I'd like to be. She's my role model. She's the real deal. She is a person who's very authentic, and she's kind, and she is, not that I can't be, but she is just the kind of person that we all wish, you know, we could be. She's a salt of the earth kind of person, and she deserves better than she's getting in her life, which is why she decides to take off.
It's a pretty staggering story. I mean, she's got so many obligations with three grown children, none of them who are standing on their own
right.
feet. What do you think it was that gave her the courage to just say, rent's paid for a month and I'm out of here?
I think it is a point that many of us come to, and it's not a midlife crisis necessarily. It can be at any age. You realize that you need to be doing something else for yourself. Many of us put others first, and that has its place. But at some point, you have to put the oxygen mask on your own face and breathe and get something out of life. And I think she's come to that point and decides she doesn't know exactly what it is, but she's going to take that first step.
I think mothers especially.
Yes. Yes.
We don't know. Are you a mother yourself?
I am.
Sometimes
yes.
We just don't know when it's time to shove the little bird
That's
out
right.
of the nest.
Or push them out as a case, maybe.
Now, the character Juanita is obsessed with Blair Underwood. Understandably. How was it getting Blair Underwood himself to appear in the film?
Well, readers of the book will know that Blair Underwood was not a character in the book. He is a part of the extended daydream that Juanita has. But he, as an actor, is a very good friend of Alfre Woodard's. And this was an opportunity for him to participate in a story that he thought was pretty good. And so, along with the scriptwriter, Roderick Spencer, there became a place for Blair Underwood, and that is one word, apparently. So that's the way it came to be. And I think he is a hilarious and interesting addition.
He's one of those like stunningly handsome people who are really good at laughing at himself.
He's very good at that. This is a slight departure from what he usually does, yeah. And I think he's done a wonderful job.
The screenplay writer you mentioned, Roderick Spencer, is Alfre Woodard's husband.
That's correct.
Did you work with him at all in developing the dialogue?
I did not. He read my book very thoroughly. I read the script. He and I have talked about the script on many levels, mm-hmm. and not as a criticism. That was not my job. My job was to read the script and ask questions, and he would ask questions of me as well. So I like what he did. I like the character of Juanita that he took to another level. I call her Juanita 2.0, and that's what he's done, and I think that's absolutely appropriate because the book came out in 2002. It is now 2019, things have changed and Juanita must evolve a little bit. So I'm just fine with what he did.
Have you written any screenplays or dramatic text?
I have written a few things, yes. None of them have gotten to this point, but that doesn't mean I won't try again.
My guest is Sheila Williams, author of Dancing on the Roof, which has been turned into a brand new Netflix film called Juanita. It opens on March the 8th. You said, Sheila, that you started writing that book on a day when everything that could go wrong did.
Yes.
Is writing therapy for you?
It was that time, yes. I had a day where I really wanted to run away from home myself, but, you know, the little one had to be picked up from daycare and the mortgage has to be paid and it goes on and on. And so I wrote Juanita as therapy, really, to let her take a great adventure and run away. And then I would live vicariously through her.
Do you have a writing routine, certain hours of the day or a place where you go?
I do. I keep a regular business hour schedule with all of the work that I do that's writing related. So after all the morning chores are done, I'm, you know, at the computer doing my work with appropriate breaks. And I'm usually done around 4 or 5 p.m., depending on what else, you know, is going on. So sometimes I have two or three projects going at the same time. Sometimes it's just one. But I try to keep it organized. I try to keep it regular. And when I'm writing a first draft of something, I write 7 days a week until that first draft is finished.
How much salesmanship has to go into exposing your work to the world?
More than this introverted writer would like, but this is part of what you do. And so you learn to engage and tell your story and the story of how you wrote the story. And it's just part of the job.
And you said that this book was written several years ago. Since then, you wrote a sequel?
I did.
More of the
On the Right
of
Side
Juanita.
Of a Dream, yes.
Do you see that turning into a film at any time?
I don't know. I've had some conversations about it, but nothing concrete yet.
And talk about your latest project a little bit.
I have several of them. So if you're talking about a novel, my next novel is titled The Secret Women, and it'll be published by HarperCollins either the end of this year or maybe winter of 2020, like January, February, something like that. I'm still waiting to hear. That is a story about the ocean of secrets that sometimes is between mothers and daughters.
Sheila, you were born in Columbus, Ohio, and you live in Newport, Kentucky now. You've chosen to remain in the Midwest. Does that affect your writing style at all?
I think it does. The Midwest has always been a crossroads. And in the 1700s, it was the Wild West, because that's as far as many people had gotten. So this is an area of confluence, many different cultures, even though it doesn't seem like it. The landscape, especially in a state like Ohio, I live in Kentucky, but, you know, you start out in an area like Cleveland with it, you know, huge inland sea up there. And then you come down and around Wilmington or so, the landscape changes again from flat and cornfields to hills. And then you cross over into Kentucky and it's a different landscape. I'm very much influenced by landscape and the flatness of Ohio and then the landscape of southern Ohio. And it just all seems to come together along with that history. My family's been in Ohio and the Midwest since almost before Ohio was a state.
Are you planning some kind of big screening party on March the 8th?
I will be in New York for the premiere on March 7th.
Thank you.
Then it will begin streaming on the 8th. So yes and yes.
That's really exciting stuff. Also exciting is you're working on a libretto with Cincinnati Opera Company.
I am.
And that's to celebrate their 100th anniversary season coming up?
That is correct.
Can you divulge any of that, or is it under wraps?
I do not want to. It's a little under wraps, but I was commissioned to do a libretto, and it is part of the Opera Girls 2020 project. So it will be about young women in these times, and I'm very excited about it. William Manifield will be the composer.
Well, you know, my other job here is on WGUC, and we run a program with Evans Mirages every week, so hopefully we get the two of you in to talk about that when the time is right for that. Sheila Williams, what occupies your time when you aren't writing?
Is there such a thing? Okay, I'm reading or writing. Is it? I love to travel and take in new scenery and places, languages, etc. I do love to read, obviously, and I read widely. I have, you know, taken a few lessons with the golf. Not very good at it, but I do manage to complete the 18 holes when it's required. And we have two very silly small dogs that we like to play with and walk, and that takes up some time as well.
You Can't Find Yourself If You Never Get Lost reads the promo for the upcoming Netflix film Juanita, based on the novel written by Sheila Williams. Have you ever gone off on such an adventure yourself?
Yes, and Juanita has taken me. She has taken me places I did not think I would go, and it's been amazing.
And it's just beginning.
Yes, it is.
The movie premieres on Netflix on March the 8th. The film stars Alfre Woodard, Blair Underwood, Adam Beach, Marcus Henderson, and LaTanya Richardson. Sheila Williams has been kind enough to spend a little time with us this evening. For a link to her books, visit our website, wvxu.org. Thank you so much, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Much success to you and to Miss Juanita.
Yes, thanks.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.